Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
So, tell me a little bit. I was looking at the application you sent. There is one for working capital loan application. So, how does that work?
Okay, so basically, you know, with our working capital program, we're able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. To give you a big example, like, what were sales like last year for you?
Last year, we did, on LLC, we did about 660. But this year, we are already at about 700, I think. So we should do about 1 point. We should do close to 2 or 3 million this year. There's some large deals coming up.
Okay. That's great. You guys are growing over there. that's good. And so basically, yeah, off the 660, you know, we could get you anywhere around like 60 over to like probably around 100, you know, 1,000 as unsecured cash. What do you like? What's the amount that you're looking for? Or how much do you need?
I don't know. What I did was I filled out the application, and let me, there was no place on the application to ask for what you know what the requirement was really. So
for the requirement,
well, how much you need, it doesn't say there, right?
Yeah, it just there's a spot that says use of proceeds. Typically, businesses, it's up there in the upper right.
Yeah. I just put working capital there.
Okay, that's fine. Is there like a specific amount you're looking for, or what are you looking to do?
About 100.
Okay.
That's the current thing here. So what else do you need other than the application?
We would need 6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then on your tax return, did you get an extension this year?
No, our tax returns are December 31st. So I have the 2015 with me.
Okay, great. Yeah, you send over the tax return.
Yeah.
And then do your customers pay with credit cards, like majority of them?
No, it's all either by transfers or checks. So.
Okay, then disregard that. So that's all we need is just the application, 6 months business bank statements, and then your 2015 tax return. And yeah, I can get you an answer, you know, by tomorrow.
So what I would do is I would wait till end of the month so that I can then show you the August returns, or I can send you, I can print out as it today.
Yeah, if you can, you know, when are you looking to bring on the funds by?
No, urgent hurry, maybe in a week or two or something.
Okay, a week or two? Yeah, if you want in like a week or two, we could start on it right now, you know. For the bank statements, we could do, it would be February to July.
Right. I was that because August was a heavy month, so I would like to include that as well.
Oh, for one of your heavy months? Okay. Well, you could. Do you have like, what's your ending bank statement for this month or last month?
I can pull it. I can pull up all that. That's not a problem. For this month, if you want, I can send you the transactions up to today. I can print that out.
Yeah, that'll work, because that'll at least show what you're on track for this month, and give the underwriters an idea. And now with this, you know, 100,000, what exactly are you looking to do over there? I know
it's pretty much working capital. Yeah, pretty much working capital.
Oh, just a cushion. Okay. And is there like with these jobs coming up, is this gonna help you get to that 1.2 mark?
Oh, maybe even more. Yes.
Oh, even more. Okay.
I can in fact send you a few POs we got just recently as well, so
okay,
have some idea.
Okay, and are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, perfect. And like, what bank do you normally lean on for financing over there?
My bank is Avid Bank. It's a local bank here in Palo Alto.
Okay, Avid Bank. And do you have lines of credit with them or any loans out?
No.
Okay. All right, and do you have any working capital loans or anything like that out?
There is one small one. I think there's a balance of about 5 or 6K, I think.
5 to 6K or?
Yeah, roughly 5 to 6K, yeah.
Okay, and how much, like, who did you take that out with?
That was a few months ago. That was for about 15K, I think.
Okay. So you got 15.
It's a daily payment thing, yeah.
How much is the daily?
250.
250?
You'll see on the statements when I send that to you.
Okay, yeah.
That is about 4,000 or 5,000.
Okay, if you have that contract, go ahead and send that over. That way, you know, we'll get an idea of what you're looking at over there as well.
Right,
with the underwriters.
Right. So one question I have is, now, are you guys a traditional bank, or is it just like the other guys?
No, yeah, we are a traditional bank. We are, you know, we do equipment finance and working capital.
Okay.
So we have multiple, like, options available because we are privately held.
Okay. Good. So let me work on this, and I'll see if I can get that out to you today.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, if you get out to me today, just include that the month to date for August, and I can start working on this so we can, you know, get you some options by the end of the week, and then we'll get you funded by next week. So we're really quick. And when would be a good time to follow up with you?
What's that?
When would be a good time to follow up with you?
Tomorrow would be a good day to follow up.
Okay. Is this time good for you? Or?
Yeah, this time is good. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good.
Okay, then.
I'll go ahead and follow up with you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Okay, then. Okay,
thanks.
You too. Bye.
Bye.